Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
In health news, Health Canada is now planning to study the effect wind turbine noise has on people who live near the power-generating structures. The research was prompted by concerns from residents living near wind farms. The study will initially focus on the blood pressure and sleep patterns of several thousand residents who live near eight wind turbine installations across the country. Results of the study not expected for another 2 years. Health Canada has also updated its advice on safe sleep practices for infants and children. The agency says the safest place for a baby to sleep is on his or her back, in a crib, cradle, or bassinet. The department is now advising as well that cribs more than 10 years of age not be used, as they are more likely to have broken, worn, or missing parts. A Crown attorney has decided not to lay charges in the case of the Winnipeg man who waited 33 hours in a hospital emergency room before anyone noticed him. By that point, he was dead.
Brian Sinclair had a bladder infection when he went to the Health Sciences Center in 2008. He spoke to the triage desk and then waited. 33 hours later, someone noticed he was dead. Police Chief Keith McCaskill says officers investigated and passed their findings to a Crown attorney.
Crown opinion indicates that the charges are not warranted in this matter.
This is not the end of the story, however. There will be a public inquest to examine what went wrong, and it will include the police findings. Steve Lambert, The Canadian Press, Winnipeg.